Russian hacker sentenced to 12 years in prison for massive J.P. Morgan Chase hack. The Aegis Alliance. A U.S. courtroom handed down a 12-year prison sentence to a 37-year-old Russian on Thursday for his complicity in an international criminal hacking campaign in a heist that resulted in a treasure trove of private data from a number of brokerage firms, financial institutions, financial information publishers, and some other companies in the U.S. Andrei Tyurin was charged with intruding into computers, bank fraud, wire fraud, and unlawful online gambling offenses. This was the role Tyurin played in one of the biggest thefts of U.S. customer data from a single financial establishment in modern history, which involved the private data of over 80 million J.P. Morgan Chase clients. Besides the investment bank, there were other main targets of the hacks including E-Trade, Scottrade, and the Wall Street Journal. Tyurin, who carried out the intensive hacking from his house in Moscow between 2012 to the middle of 2015, is believed to have gained over $19 million in stolen money as a part of his intrusion schemes. Andrei Tyurin, Reuters, Amir Cohen. In one such occasion of security fraud, Tyurin collaborated together with his accomplice Jerry Shalon to artificially inflate the value of certain stocks traded publicly on the U.S. stock market, by advertising and marketing said stocks using a misleading and deceptive method to customers of the corporate victims whose contact information had been stolen in the course of the intrusions. To perform the cyberattacks, it is alleged that Tyurin used computer infrastructure located throughout five continents that were controlled remotely and are said to have maintained steady access over lengthy amounts of time to the victims' networks to download and refresh the stolen data periodically from the businesses. And once his hacking activities were detected, Tyurin worked with Shalon to destroy the evidence of their criminal activity and undermine U.S. law enforcement's efforts to identify and arrest them. The U.S. Southern District of New York stated in a press release. The development comes after Tyurin pleaded guilty in September 2019 to carry out the wire and bank fraud, computer intrusions, and unlawful online gambling. Tyurin has been in U.S. custody since his extradition from the country of Georgia in September of 2018. Kyle James Lee. The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.